right now, ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys and everybody else, I have Graham Gribb on the line, and Graham is going to tell us what the Emergency Services Expo is going to be doing and when it's happening. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning, Rosemary. Lovely to hear your dulcet tone this morning. It's terrific. Lovely to catch up with you again.
It is.
Yes, we're on 17th of October 2021. We're on at Marine Parade Ballara for the biggest Emergency Services Expo Get Ready for Summer campaign that we have each year. And it's all coming together quite well. And we're looking forward to having another bumper exhibition and getting the message across to people on the island and surround communities what they need to do or assistance they've got this year when the storm and hot weather hits.
Mm. Mm. Graham, it's going to be a very, well, it's very dry right now, so fire is going to be a huge thing this summer, isn't it?
Yes, fire is a huge thing this summer. It seems to be a huge thing every summer.
Mm.
But, you know, we've got the experts out there that will be there on the day to talk to the people, talk to local people, you know, their programs, what they've got in place, you know, to have advise people on what to have and plans to have when emergencies arise. People have got the opportunity to talk to the experts and view all the equipment they've got, including surf life-saving helicopter.
It'll
be there around about, you should pop in about 12 o'clock.
Okay, so that is about the time that we should get there. I was going to be there earlier than that.
Rosemary, I would certainly get there around 9 o'clock,
yep.
Because just after 9 o'clock we have the fabulous Banksia Beach State School Band that will play for 20 minutes, and then around about 20 past 10, I'll play another session, and they're absolutely an outstanding group.
They are.
Young Morgan, who comes and sings the anthem for us, and our young Emergency Services Ambassador from Banksia Beach State School this year, young Willow Shepherd, is there to help me with proceedings on the day.
Graham, we didn't have the Emergency Services Expo last year, but oh boy, did we miss it. And, you know, 2019 was so fabulous. We were on just a great roll. So hopefully that enthusiasm will spill over onto the 17th of October, hey? We'll look forward to that.
Absolutely. Last year was a big miss, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But this year we're bigger and better. And I also understand that approval has been given. I suppose I could say this, that we're hoping to have a vaccination hub set up there to provide a few opportunities for people to get vaccinated.
And Graham, would that be a walk-in?
That I understand it's a walk-in and also booking. So we're just in the process of organising that now.
Okay.
And the details should be more clearer by the next time we talk.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll get that confirmed. But what a great opportunity!
Yes, it's a good day, it's a great day, the biggest, the community of Bribie Island helped make it the biggest expo, Emergency Services Expo in Southeast Queensland, and we're very proud of that fact, and this is our eighth year and seventh expo.
And Graham, just on that, in 2019, I was speaking to people from Brisbane, there you go, at the Emergency Expo, so they come from far and wide. So let's look forward to that, as we always do. Lovely talking to you, Graham, and thank you for keeping us in the loop, and also thank you for keeping us all safe. I mean, the emergency service are just absolutely, what would we do without any of you? Nothing,
exactly.
Would we?
Exactly. A whole bunch of great people.
It is. Thanks, Graham, for talking to us.
You're on
101.5 FM, Moreton Bay's home of classic hits and great information. Just put that in your calendar. October 17, over at Bribie Island for the Emergency Services Expo.